All right, we're back here. Cuck and Douche Show, the unofficial official podcast station for the Detroit effing Lions.
Fuck yeah, let's go.
All right, what are we talking about here, Cuck?
We're literally minutes after the Lions just closed out the divisional win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 31-23. An emotional roller coaster. I feel just drained from just the highs and lows of that game, and obviously I'm just elated right now.
It's even more drained from when you get cucked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like low stamina right now.
Very low.
I would say even me as a douche, my stamina is very low right now too.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
You know, it shows that we are somewhat similar. You know, but how about that, them Lions, man? That was a close game. It really came down to the last minute.
Yeah, I mean, and the last drive by the Buccaneers there, their last gasp.
And Derek Barnes showed up in the biggest way possible.
Picked it off.
His biggest play in his career.
Right after, man, I mean, the Bucs on the previous drive have fourth and long. They get it, and they drive down the field. They get a touchdown. Our offense has kind of a drive, and then we stall out. We give them another chance. Man.
Yeah. And then Derek Barnes intercepts it. Goes down, and we just take a knee.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, defense gave up lots of big plays, but they did.
They held.
They made plays. They did just enough.
They stopped them a couple times, you know. Like, it wasn't like every. They stopped them without getting points, you know, at least twice, two or three times.
They forced some punts and field goals. There was a missed field goal, a couple interceptions, some big-time sacks. Yeah, we were nervous heading into halftime, not going to lie. 10-10.
10-10.
When Tampa just drives down and ties it.
Yeah.
Wow, our offense really came alive in the second half, though. That was amazing.
Jameer had a big game. The touchdowns we had were Josh Reynolds, St. Brown, Craig Reynolds, and Jameer Gibbs, right?
Yep. That Jameer Gibbs run was huge, that touchdown run. I mean, the fourth down, when they give it to Reynolds, Ragnow has that huge block. He's injured. He fights through it. Gets a huge block on Vita Vey. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That touchdown throw to St. Brown was just on point.
Beautiful.
It was right there.
How about us intercepting Baker twice? C.J. Gardner.
That's what we needed to win this game.
C.J. Gardner came back, and he's making noise since his return.
That's what we needed to win this game. We needed, because our defense was going to give up some plays. That's just the defense we've been all year. Yeah. So we needed to make a couple big plays, and we did just enough. So
we sacked Baker at least two or three times.
I think it was three.
I think Aiden got one.
And then
Branch, and then Melifonwu.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
But,
I want to say Kaminsky tipped the ball, too. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
But that might have been when they got the touchdown still. I can't remember what drive that was.
Yeah, it could have been on that drive.
Yeah. But, you know, everybody showed up. The defense, for what it is, it's good. I mean, it's nothing.
It's not elite.
Yeah.
But they're at least a competent defense now.
So now we are in the NFC Championship. Something we have never seen. Hasn't happened in our lifetime.
I mean, it did technically when we were like 2 years old or something, but
I thought they only won one playoff game.
They did, but I think they were in the divisional. They won that, and then they went to the NFC Championship with Barry, and they got blown out.
Oh, because there's more playoff games, though?
I don't know the exact structure back then, but I believe they had a divisional game. Maybe they were... that was because they probably won their division, and based on seeding...
Oh, maybe they had a bye.
They were in the NFC Championship game though, and they got blown out after that win against Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know that was well before we were aware and watching football. So
this leads us into our next battle. We're in San Francisco against the 49ers. God, man, that's it's gonna. You know what, though? The Packers took them to the limit. Packers almost won that game.
Yeah, I think Whew, yeah, I don't know. It would have been nice in some ways if the Packers won, and we would be having this game at home. But
I'm glad because, like, you know, it would sting if we had the NFC Championship at home and then the Packers beat us.
That would be devastating. That would be devastating, yeah. If we lose to San Fran, it'll suck, but it won't be
as bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think Green Bay showed us how we can beat them.
Yes.
I think San Fran is not a play-from-behind team.
No.
So if we can have a lead and make them kind of – their offense – They're not a big passing attack offense, explosive big plays. They're more like, you know, run the ball, have play action, kind of like us in some ways. But I think we're more capable of down the field passes than they are.
I hope we can stop the run early too.
Yeah, we'll have to shut down McCaffrey for a chance to win.
Because I don't think Purdy threw any interceptions that game, but he threw some ones that were damn near close.
Yeah, I mean they were lucky to survive that game, honestly, against Green Bay.
But they're gonna be juiced up. They're at their own stadium. Lions need to just give they need to play their best.
They
also game.
Maybe they had a little bit of rust because they were coming off their bye, and now they might be kind of ready. So we'll see. But
Lions just need to fight as hard as they've ever fought.
Just the fact that we're there and we have a chance.
Yeah.
You never know what can happen in an NFL playoff game. We have a chance to make the Super Bowl. That's just insane.
Yeah, if we do make the Super Bowl, I don't even know what I'll think. I don't even know what I'll just be lost.
If we do, it'll probably be against Baltimore. And man,
dude, I really hope fucking Bills or Chiefs win that game. I hope it's Kansas versus Detroit. That would be so epic to see the first game of the year.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
But, you know, it's so hard to beat a team twice.
I'd like to see Buffalo-Detroit. That would be my favorite matchup, just to see one of those teams to win the Super Bowl. That would be cool, you know.
I'd be fine. I'd be fine with anything. I'd just rather not be Baltimore if we do somehow proceed.
Yeah, but one game at a time, as always.
They need to have a great practice week.
Yeah.
And just watch all they can on that team.
I hope Ragnow isn't like, it's going to be like, oh, you know, he's injured and he can't make the next game. Or we'll see about Jonah Jackson, too.
Yeah, I hope we can be healthy there.
We might get Houston back, though. And we might get Raymond back, too.
Nice. What about, what's the rules? Can we hire somebody?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, free agency?
We can sign a player, sure.
And they could play that same week, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything.
I kind of hope we just get we just hire somebody.
Ndamukong Suh?
No, offensive line. There's a good person if Jonah or Frank doesn't start.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's hard to just get somebody in to have a
God, wouldn't it be insane if we brought Sue back?
Nah, it's not going to happen.
And then he came and we got a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then he came back and got
Super Bowl. I was just throwing out an example. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think he really fits the team anymore, their culture.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like
buzzing,
decompressing, and just like trying to process the fact that we're where we are. It's just crazy. I think we thought we were going to have a good season, but for this to actually materialize, just like,
like it wasn't just all talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
we've had talk plenty of seasons, like, oh, they're going to be good this year. Yeah. And then they are maybe kind of good or, you know.
And they looked shaky. I mean, like, losing to Packers at home on Thanksgiving was not fun.
Yeah. Every team has its bad days.
And, like, when we did lose, like, it didn't look good. But you know what? Good thing about this game, Goff didn't throw any picks. He didn't fumble the ball.
Yeah.
That's two games in a row.
Yeah, he got sacked a couple times, but sometimes you just got to take the sack, you know?
I think he's finally finding his rhythm.
Yeah.
Like,
just don't make those mistakes. And those when we give him time, man, he can really make those throws.
Oh, my God, yeah. And just like, you know, I want to know what Bunwillow McBunwillow is doing. Like, I can't imagine what's going on with him. You know, we're fans, but man, that guy takes it to another level.
He's, I think he's ceased to exist for the moment. He's just in a coma of just pure ecstasy. Yeah. And just
Jameer.
He's going to come out of it before this next game, but yeah, he's really feeling that game, Jameer.
I mean, what happens if the Lions go to the Super Bowl and win it? What does he do then?
I think he'll kind of be like in a regular show with the hot dog just...
Yeah.
Eating itself into...
Where's it go?
I don't know.
Is there life after that?
I don't know. I mean, we could ask all the great philosophers that question. I don't know if we'd have an answer.
I mean, if the Lions go to the Super Bowl and win, there'll be peace and harmony in the universe. It'll be aligned.
Yeah. I think the whole state will probably just shut down for a week.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine? It's just like... All right, only police, hospitals.
Just essential services, really.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, just imagine just like a week-long party and people just go, woo! Just like in the snow and shit. Just in the river, Detroit River, swimming with
that Rory. AI-generated image, that's what I want
to happen. Yeah, I want that to happen.
Yes.
So, I mean, any closing thoughts? What is there anything we missed or we want to discuss here on the Cuck and Deuce Show?
Man, I don't think so. I think we covered it. It's so cool to, like, I don't know, even at the points you were, like, nervous in this game, like, you still kind of felt confident. Like, they're just that team that's just going to find a way now.
And the Lions do not fold. They're not folding.
Yeah.
They're getting it done.
Yeah, amazing.
And with all the... You know, there's some media that's on our side, other media that isn't. And, you know, I just love that Skip Bayless was wrong. He's been so wrong this year with his Cowboys.
For some reason, Stephen A. Smith is a fan of us. I don't know why.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like any fan of us.
Yeah.
Man, you're a fan of us?
Just think of this. Okay, this is a good way to close it. Think of this. So, prior to this playoff, we had one playoff win. In the Super Bowl era, we now have two in this playoff.
Yeah, we like doubled it.
Yeah, so this is the first time we won consecutive playoff games since 1957.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Oh, my God. Anything, Lions fans out there, anything you do, superstition, watching the game.
Oh, just yeah. I'm
fall into it.
I am not a superstitious person at all, but I just... Leading into this, I've just been like embracing anything I think is gonna
possibly just like unreasonable.
I've bought all these shirts and I got all this Lions gear now. I'm like, I'm just gonna wear it like every day of the week and like drink out of my Lions mug and like, oh, what did I wear?
I know last I have week? A mustache and I can't shave it now until they're out.
Well, yeah, of course. Even during this game, it was like when they were kind of having bad points in the game, it was like, I'm going to go take a break and see if we can get the momentum back. And then it's like, oh, then they get some good points.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. I didn't drink my final beer because when I was drinking, they weren't doing good. So you ended up celebrating with my last beer. And that's fine.
Just little things like that. We're just trying to will the universe into letting us have this. You know? Like,
and we're not that important, but it seems like we might be, so I don't want to jinx it.
Hey, every fan has a direct impact on the game. Yes. That's what Jason Kelsey said in the Sonny episode.
Nice.
When Charlie's in the bar.
I don't even remember that one. They got Jason Kelsey.
He made a cameo in there. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it's awesome. It's a great time. To be a fan of football, a fan of the Lions, you know.
I mean, if we go and lose in San Francisco, there's absolutely no shame in
that. Yeah, no shame.
It was an amazing
season. It was amazing. I hope we play competitively through that whole game. If we lose, I want to lose gloriously.
Yeah. But, man, we sure do want to win it because we're there. And
we're there. This is the year.
Yep.
This is the year you got to do it because, like...
We're probably going to lose Ben Johnson. Maybe
both.
We're
going to lose both of them.
Yeah, so we'll have most of our players back, and we'll have another draft, and Brad Holmes knows what he's doing, clearly. So
hopefully we get some good replacements.
We're going to be picking we're going to, like, the best we're going to have is, like, pick 28.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Think of that. Like, we're going to be picking way
at the end, but, like, that's never happened.
Yeah.
When, like, since 90.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
I just hope Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell can still work their magic with those numbers.
I mean,
and hopefully we get those two picks from Glenn.
Look what they do in the second and third and fourth round.
Two third round conditional picks, right?
Do we have extra picks this next year?
No, don't we? If Aaron Glenn gets hired.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We get two third round conditional picks.
Why is that?
Because of the Rooney rule.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So two third round picks.
Well, if that's a thing, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it is a thing. Well, I think we've exhausted this podcast. We need to just lay low. We'll be back with you guys after next week's game.
Yeah, still riding this wave. Go Lions.
Go Grit. Fucking Lions.
Baker
Let's
May
go.
Yield.
Baker may yield.
He did yield.
What's Brock Purdy's thing?
We got to figure that one out.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. But thanks for listening to us. Go Lions. Give one more Go Lions.
Go Lions!
Yeah!